Shabbat Shalom on the eighth day of the feast, the great day of the feast. Yes, here we are. Press the button there, there's a countdown, and I'll put up the study, and that's it. Well, Shabbat Shalom on the eighth day. Wow, so tonight will be over. Isn't that sad? Anyway, we're one of Messiah congregation. We're going to start the service. Amen. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today in Yeshua's name. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you again for the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for the mercies of God. We thank you for being our Father and allowing us to be your children. And I thank you for having real brothers and sisters that are here. And all the people out there, they're at their little pagan churches today. And I know they're cursed. And I know that they don't keep your commandments, Father. But it's very sad. I wish we could win some more to you. And we'll try our best to do that, Father. May you bless this day. Bless the reading. Bless the food that we eat. Singing we do. Anything we do today on your holy day, the great day of the feast. May God bless you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen, everybody. Well, I didn't receive any emails, and I got nothing. Nobody cares. Anyway, there's our website. There's the emails. Today's October 8th, Sunday, 2023. Wow. Jehovah has his own calendar. We're in the month of Ethanim. How do you say it? We're in the month of Ethanim. Month of Ethanim. And day 22. Day 22. There it is right there. Ha Ethanim. Today, obviously, is the, not a big study, but it's the last great day of the feast, the eighth day. Yom HaShemini. There it is right there. Shabbat. It's a Sabbath. It's a holy convocation, a Mikra Kodesh. It's a solemn assembly, a tzedet. There it is right there. And it's a rest, Shabbaton, yeah. So it's all, it's got, I put these in, I like putting those down, the eighth day, the Sabbath, the holy convocations, solemn assembly, a rest. The last day, a great day, holy convocation, solemn assembly. Speak unto the children of Israel, that's you guys. And say, in the 15th day of the seventh month, you shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days. Yes, we did that, Father. We actually succeeded that again one more time in 2023. Isn't that amazing? Unto Jehovah. The first day was a holy convocation. We all met. We didn't do any work. And the seventh day, which is, we did that too, was yesterday. It was a holy convocation. We didn't do any work. And today's the eighth day, shall be a holy convocation to you. And it's a solemn assembly. We don't do any work today either. So here we are. And that's what it's all about. Solemn assembly, it said it. There it is right there in Hebrew. Atzara, it said it. Assembly, especially on a holy day of meeting. These are the feasts of Jehovah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations. And of course, they used to do offerings, which we don't. We have different kind of offerings, like communication with each other and fellowshipping and helping each other and, you know, doing things correctly and praising and thanking the Lord, the fruit of our lips, the calves of our lips. And we did all that. We do that. Beside the Sabbaths of Jehovah, and beside your gifts, and beside your vows that you do, and besides your free will offerings that you do during the year, which you give unto Jehovah. And the 15th day of the seventh month, keep a feast unto the... We did this. On the first day was a Sabbath, the eighth day was a Sabbath. Okay. And you shall take on the first day the boughs. We did this. We did it on the wrong day. But we're going to make sure we do it the right days. From now on, the first day, we're going to get boughs. And we're going to put our sukkahs up on the first day. So it says on the first day. Right. And we kept it a feast, and it's a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. So it's the seventh month of God. Yeah, isn't that interesting? We dwelled in booths 7 days. We're all Israelites born again into the Messiah, born again into the spiritual spiritual understanding of God. we dwelt in booths. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel, we did it again in 2023. Praise God. Ezra, let's read something Ezra did. When the seventh month was come, children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. Then stood up Yeshua, the son of Josedech, and his brother and the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brothers, and built the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings thereon, as it was written in the law of Moses, the man of God. And they set the altar upon his bases, for fear was upon them because of the people of those countries. And they offered burnt offerings thereon unto Jehovah, and burnt offerings morning and evening. And they kept the Feast of Tabernacles, as it was written, and offered the daily burnt offering by number, according to the custom that was in Numbers, as the duty of every day required. And afterward offered the continued burnt offering, both of the new moons and of the set feasts of Jehovah that were consecrated, and everyone that willingly offered a freewill offering unto Jehovah. Amen. We all gave an offering unto God, and that's really important too. We give God our whole lives. He can have everything I have, and he can have me too. On the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings unto Jehovah. But the foundation of the temple of Jehovah was not yet laid. That's sad. Nehemiah says, and they found written in the law, in the Torah, which Jehovah commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel dwell in booths in the feast in the seventh month. Yeah, so everyone was doing this, you know. And it's very interesting from time of, I remember in the Bible from Solomon did it. He had a feast in the seventh month in 1 Kings 8:2. And we got Ezra and Nehemiah. Yep. And they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mountain, fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm trees and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth and they brought them, and they made themselves booths. I don't know what their booths looked like. I wish I had a picture of it. Everyone upon the roof of his house and in their courts and in the courts of the house of God and in the street of the water gate and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that will come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. We did that, right? Amen. For since the days of Joshua, which we don't understand, the son of Nun, unto that day did not the children of Israel done so. We don't have any information on that, so we don't know where he got that information. And it was very great gladness. And I feel very happy today, and I hope you do too. I thank the Lord for the feast. I'm just a little sad that it's over. Also day by day, and the first day unto the last day, we read in the book of the law of God. And they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly according to the manner. And the manner, of course, was in Leviticus 23. Yeah, it tells you exactly what to do. It's prescribed there. Then we have Chronicles that Solomon, same time Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation. So if Solomon did it, I wonder if Joshua didn't do it. I wonder. A very great congregation from entering into Hamath unto the river of Egypt. And in the eighth day they made a solemn assembly. For they kept the dedication, the Hanukkah of the altar, 7 days, and the feast 7 days. So they actually did that. That's during Chronicles. It's said that some pagans, and we were driving here today, watching all the pagan devil churches being filled with people and being fed false doctrine and being lied to. And I was thinking, what a mess the world's in, you know, just sad just to see people go into their pagan evil churches today. Atzara, yeah. Even the pagans use it. 2 Kings, Jehu said, proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal. And that's Atzara there. They proclaimed it. That's 2 Kings 10:20. You look perplexed. You okay? Well, probably, but I'm saying I'm just reading that one verse there. It was assembly for Baal. Zechariah 14, the Feast of Tabernacles. We didn't read any of that, but there's a lot of Feast of Tabernacles in chapter 14 of Zechariah. And of course, John 7 had the Feast of Tabernacles at hand. And in the midst of the feast, that's the middle of the feast, Yeshua went up into the temple and taught. And then in the last day, the great day of the feast, Yeshua was there. He stood up and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And you can't find an actual verse that says that. We have to put verses together to get that understanding. Yeah. But this he spoke of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Yeshua was not yet glorified. And Yeshua was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. And they still don't know him not. They all got fake Yeshuas out there, fake Jesuses. And they're all singing probably to the high heaven, the rafters. Their prayers go to the ceiling and fall down, because God doesn't listen to none of them. They're just a bunch of pagan, evil people out there. Even though they might look sweet and holy, they're just a bunch of devils. And that's all I could say. So this is not a long study. That was a short study, wasn't it?
That's a
really good prayer. Well, it's not a lot to say about the great day. It's supposed to be a day of rejoicing and everything. Soon to come, we're going to have the month called Bul, the eighth month. More rain, we hope. That's found in 1 Kings 6:8. This evening, the four holy days of the Feast of God of Israel will be over for this year again. The last harvest of the year will be over. And we have to always remember to be aware of false teachers that copy each other, like Judaism, Messianics that follow people, Messianics, Judaism that follow Karaites, a bunch of devils, and Protestant weasels that follow Gentile teachers that follow Messianics that follow Karaites and Judaism. And soon many pagan holidays will occur. We are commanded by God, learn not the way of the heathen. And that's in Jeremiah 10:2. Thus says Jehovah, learn not the way of the heathen. Be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. The customs of the people are vain. One cuts a tree out of the forest, work of the hands of the workman with the axe. He decks it with silver and gold, and that fastens it with nails and hammers, and that it move not. And that's idols, of course, but it's also what the people do. Some people sing to their dead Christmas trees. I still can't understand why people buy a dead tree and put it in their house and then sing to it. And that's all going to be happening. Because breaking news, once upon a time, Halloween was banned in 1845. Was not celebrated in this country until, of course, pressures from the pagan churches, Catholic churches, and the Protestants that came over here and founded the Puritans and all those weasels. Once upon a time, Christmas was banned in 1659 in the new land known as America. And that's really sad. Those were actually banned in this country, but now people celebrate them with all their might. And those are the biggest pagan holidays that, how many millions and billions are spent? Unbelievable. Let nothing or no one separate you from the living God of Israel, or separate you from the people of God. That's really important. Follow Yeshua the Messiah. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Hope you got something out of this. I'm going to stop here, and then I have some other things I want to discuss with you. I want to say thank you for being here, everybody. God bless you, and we'll be back a little bit later. So I'm going to stop the audio. Let's stop that. If I could find it. Stop this. Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. I'm going to say, you can say it now. Say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Okay.